love. I love in the morning how funny they are and how awake they are.
Hello, lady.
See, it's fun to say.
Elvis is amazing.
Totally honest.
He always has great stories.
He's awesome.
Elvis Duran.
Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Don't go anywhere because this is going to be groundbreaking radio.
Elvis Duran and the morning show.
It's so funny. It's groundbreaking every day. Danielle laughing at us.
Sorry.
You know what? Here it is. It's Monday. That's right. You got it right. It's Monday. September 23rd. And we are into autumn, guys. It's autumn.
Yeah.
Wow. Fall. Today we'll take a vote. Do we want autumn or fall is the official word we use. But we'll get into that later. Also, rather than calling in sick today, the new way to do it is call in well. Oh. Just say, I'm just in too great a shape to come to work and waste my day.
Oh, well, all right, I like that.
We'll wait till you hear from Emily from Massapequa. We're going to talk to her in a minute as our first caller of the day. She needs a pick-me-up because she's actually one of those warriors going to work today. Welcome to Monday. Hi, Danielle. Danielle.
Oh, you're talking to me? I thought you were talking to Emily. Oh, my gosh. Okay, sorry. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, wow. Wow.
Well,
okay.
You said Emily needs a pick-me-up. We're going to talk to her. Going to work. So that's why I thought, I don't know.
Gandhi, are you here?
Hello?
Gandhi?
Hi.
Gandhi's here. Okay. Danielle, you're having an Elvis moment.
Yeah.
It's okay. You're allowed. Hello, Scary.
Bueller.
Hello. There's Froggy. Hi, Funky Froggy.
Good morning. I'm good.
Producer Sam is checking in. Hi, Sam. Hello, Scotty B.
Hi.
Who went to a grocery store this weekend. How upsetting. We'll find out what happened.
I go every day.
You do. Hello, Straight Nate. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias.
Diamond in there taking your calls and your texts, whatever you want. Just send it to her. I don't know. I heard this weekend. We used to play this song like every, 45 minutes?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And then we didn't play it for a while. I'm like, well, let's play it again. Or should we say, we should play it one more time? This is what Scotty B would say. Hey, welcome to Monday. Get up, whether you like it or not.
One more time. Celebrate and dance for free. One more time. You just got me feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate.
one more time.
Let's have it feeling so free. We're gonna celebrate. Celebrate and dance so free. One more time.
There you go. It just sounds right, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sounds good.
Oh, there's Danielle. Hi, Danielle.
Morning.
Good morning, Danielle. Anyway, welcome to the day. Hope you had a great weekend. We'll cover all that in a minute. I grilled a whole fish this weekend, and I swear to God, while I was grilling him, he screamed.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I was so, when you put that on your Instagram, I was like, he did not just, no.
Oh, I didn't even see it. No.
He had his eyeballs and everything. I was like, no. Oh,
yeah, they popped out. Anyway, it was good. It was good. Those fish eyeballs are good chewing, man.
Oh, my God.
Nom, 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 nom. Anyway, let's go talk to line 11. It's Emily. Says she doesn't feel like going to work, but if we coax her, she will get up and she'll go to work today. Emily, really, is it our job to get you up? Is that what we need to do?
Good morning. I'm up, but I just wanted to brighten my day because you guys always brighten my day on my way to work.
Aww.
Okay.
I'm very excited to talk to you.
Yeah, you know, Monday morning, especially you're in Massapequa, so I know you had a beautiful weather weekend. You don't want to go to work today, do you? I mean, you love work, but you don't want to be there.
I actually worked all weekend already. I'm a nurse, so unfortunately, weekends don't exist sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, Emily, yeah, we do. You know, you have one of the most important jobs in the world, and we appreciate what you and all nurses and everyone in healthcare do every day. Even though you don't even know what a weekend is anymore. It's so funny. Like, we'll see you this weekend, says one person. The other person says, what's a weekend? I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, exactly. Yeah. But you know what? My weekdays are great. Let me tell you.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you're here with us, Emily. Do you do a specialized kind of nursing or a general-based nursing?
A pediatric emergency room nurse.
Oh, wow. So oh, wow. That's a very, very important job. Well, Emily, we got to take care of you. What do we have for our friend Emily? Straight Nate, any good?
Emily, we've got a $50 Wendy's gift card so she can take advantage of that breakfast burrito. Take advantage of it.
Woohoo! Oh,
wow. Oh my gosh. I never knew that Wendy's was that south of the border. These burritos are great. They're fabulous. Anyway, well, Emily, you have a great day at work, and thanks again for all you do. And please tell everyone at the hospital we said hi and thank you as well, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Hold on one second. And there you go. One of the many stories. People drag acid up, driving into work to do everything that keeps us moving. So we appreciate whatever you're doing. Keep doing it. Let's roll into the three things we need to know from Gandhi. We don't have a free money phone tap today. We have no guests today. It's just us.
Oh, yeah.
We gotta like come up with some sort of routine, some dance, dance routine.
Okay.
Entertain the crowd.
Let's just play games all morning. Cool.
Okay. All right. We'll do that. Gandhi, what's going on?
All right. The man authorities believe wanted to shoot former President Trump on a Florida golf course has a detention hearing scheduled for today. Ryan Wesley Routh has been charged with firearm by a convicted felon and possession and receipt of a firearm with an obliterated serial number. He was caught not long after Secret Service agents allegedly saw him sticking a rifle out of the bushes on Trump's golf club in Palm Beach. Prosecutors are expected to argue that he should be held in custody while awaiting trial. All right, we've talked about squatters from time to time, and now they've moved into the Hollywood Hills.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. I can't.
Yes.
I mean, if I was going to squat somewhere, to be honest, I would go there, too.
Yeah, they're living in that mansion.
Yes. Area residents. Yes. What were you going to say?
Well, that means they're living. I mean, it's not the lap of luxury because the place has been torn to shreds by squatters for all these years, but tell them what they're doing up there. It's awful.
So squatters took over the abandoned mansion. They say it's near Mulholland Drive. It's been vacant for 2 years, but the neighbors, now unwanted neighbors, broke in and immediately made themselves at home. They've graffitied the place in the Hollywood Hills. Neighbors say they've been threatened by the squatters, sometimes at gunpoint. A local council member says the situation represents a public safety issue and insists that it's up to the owner to step up and shut the squatters down.
I mean, if I'm going to squat, I'm going to try to fix up the place so it looks nice. And
it needs a lot of work.
Right?
They really messed it up bad. You know who owns it? The son of the guy who owns one of the Philly teams owns it. I mean, for this billionaire family.
Oh.
It's crazy.
Oh my God. Only a billionaire family would have an unused mansion in the Hollywood Hills for 2 years.
Yeah.
Scary, don't you have an unused mansion somewhere?
I have several.
I'm going to squat, Scary.
The Jersey Shore.
And finally, 8 large bulls escaped from a weekend rodeo event in North Attleboro, Massachusetts.
Oops.
They were able to escape their enclosure yesterday and ran through a parking lot after charging through a fence.
Oh my gosh.
Seven of them were wrangled up pretty quickly, but the final most elusive bull was still being sought as of last night. There's a bull on the loose.
How do you lose a bull?
That's just quick. Fleet of foot. But I mean,
they're larger than most SUVs. They're massive.
Maybe no one wants to approach that thing. I mean, a rodeo bull, I'd be like, okay, go ahead.
If you live in what, Massachusetts, you said?
Yes.
If you live up there and you see a bull, maybe let someone know.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah.
All call right. it in. Mm-hmm. Those are your three things.
You guys ready for Monday?
Yeah.
All right, let's go do it.
That's funny.
To me, it's funny. Do you have a sense of humor?
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
With Wendy's Breakfast Burrito is everything you want for breakfast. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, bacon, or sausage, all rolled up into one warm tortilla. Want the boss of breakfast burritos? Gotta be Wendy's at participating U.S. Wendy's.
iHeartRadio, music you should know. Featuring Paul Russell and Meghan Trainor. Slip In.
You said I'm funny, guess not enough, babe, cause I keep on slipping through you. You wanna get me, you want a wedding band, girl, that's in your hands, cause I keep on slipping through your fingers through my hair, you like to braid it. Sleeping on my couch, all in my clothes.
Ghost me, leave me on red. Well, I'm the one who's waking up in your bed. I'm the one you brag about to your friends. So why can't I call you my man?
Some stations with iHeartRadio. Download the app or listen at iHeartRadio.com.
Place I'm always dying to get in the door, it's Spirit Halloween. When they start popping up in old abandoned business buildings around this time, not only is it pretty spooky, but they always get me excited about decorating and picking out my costumes. For the latest costumes, killer props, accessories, and more, find your local store at stores.spirithalloween.com. That's stores.spirithalloween.com.
George Clooney and Brad Pitt's new movie, Wolves, is on Apple TV Plus September 27th.
That's where I want you to be now.
So if you want to see George Clooney and Brad Pitt, definitely go to Apple TV Plus.
Admit it, it's cool. Okay, fine, it was very cool.
Wolves, streaming September 27th on Apple TV Plus. Rated R.
What's up? It's Gary Jones from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show, and we want to set you and a guest up on an all-inclusive four-day, three-night Caribbean getaway to any Sandals or Beaches resort in Jamaica, including round-trip airfare. I personally just got back, had the the best time at Sandals Duns River. And oh my God, not only does Sandals have specialty dining options, but they serve unlimited premium liquor at 9 bars, including a swim-up bar, which we were always at, Duns Rum Club, and Jamaica's very first rooftop bar. Enter to win now at ElvisDuran.com. That's ElvisDuran.com.
Duncan, traffic.
Good morning. Gowanus BQE combos jamming up, getting into Cadman Plaza. Cross Bronx westbound side up into the Sheridan. The Belt Parkway West has delays into the Van Wyck. And closures are in place for the UN General Assembly. Expect them anywhere on the east or west side of Manhattan from the 30s to the 60s and on the FDR Drive. Your Hudson River crossings check out, and alternate side parking rules are in effect today. 280 East into Exit 5 in Roseland, there's an accident with injuries. This report is sponsored by Discover. Time with family, laughs with friends, and cash back. Discover's got you covered on the last one. That's because Discover doubles all the cash back you've earned on your credit card at the end of your first year with Cash Back Match. See terms at discover.com/credit card. I'm Cindy Waitman with Total Traffic on Z100.
New York City weather.
Clouds mixed with sun today. Highs around 70. Tonight down to 57. And then tomorrow, could see a little sun, but mainly a cloudy day and a high of 67. Right now, it's 62. Z100.
This report is sponsored by Allstate. Some people just know you could save money on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Those people are probably saving a carload of cash right now. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Elvis Duran and the Z100 Morning Show.
Z100.
It's fine. It's cool. You can say that we are nothing, but you know the truth. And guess I'm the fool. With their arms out like an angel through the caution rail. I don't wanna call it off, but you don't wanna call it love. You only wanna be the one that I call baby. Cause I'm the poison, poison. I'm not a shot, just stop the feeling. You can change just the way you are. Make an excuse, the stupid reason. The hook where you go, well, the hook where you go. Yeah, just shut the world, just to stop the feeling. The hook where you go, well, the hook where you go. Yeah, just shut the world, just to stop the feeling. I can't who cares, it's a sexual.
Here we go. We are back.
Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.
Wow, what a great weekend in Las Vegas. And if you saw it on Hulu or heard it here on this station, we're talking about the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Everyone showed up except for ASAP Rocky.
Wow. Wonder what happened.
Did he say he was sick and couldn't make it? The rumor was he had COVID, I think.
That was the rumor.
Well, did he have COVID in Italy? Because that's where he was.
Maybe he was spreading it around Fashion Week in Italy. I don't know.
He was taking pictures with Rihanna at Fashion Week in Milan in Italy.
He sat in the front row. Like, here's the thing. If you don't show up to something that you're supposed to be at least sit in the back row so nobody can see you.
No, those runway models have COVID. Oh my God. Don't quote me on this, but I was told he pulled out of the iHeartRadio Music Festival because he was sick.
Yeah.
Didn't we all hear that?
That's what the rumor was.
Well, he sure looks good for being sick. He cleans up nice there on the runway in Italy.
I feel like he kind of has a foolproof plan here, though, because if you say you have COVID, no one's going to question it, and you could easily just test negative for COVID the next day and be like, oh, well, now I'm fine.
All right, well, there you go. Other than that, iHeartRadio Music Festival looked awesome. There was one weird thing, and I don't know if Ryan Seacrest was joking. He got up early one morning. He was doing his first ever Ryan Seacrest 1K run around Las Vegas, around the Strip. And he said only one person showed up, and it was someone who works with him. Sissany shows up from his show.
Oh, I think it was Tanya. It was Tanya.
Yeah. Oh, Tanya. It was Tanya.
But I thought that Tanya had said to him, I promise you tomorrow I will go on the run with you, and then he got up to go. I thought he was doing that incognito. Was I wrong? He had his little baseball hat on.
And he said that a dozen people were signed up to go with him, and only one person showed up. So he's out there running, and I think he's got he's got his phone on the stick, you know, and he's running around.
Oh, really?
Did you say it was a 1K?
I don't know. I just made that up. But anyway,
you could all run that.
I know.
Yards.
Now that I think about it, let me recheck those measurements.
Okay.
Anyway, it looks like everyone had a great time. Hulu, of course, made everything look so great, and of all the stars and all the music, and it looked like they had a great time. I had a little bit of FOMO. Maybe we'll go next year. I don't know. Or we'll have COVID. We'll hang out with ASAP Rocky. Well, anyway, let's get into the horoscopes with producer Sam. How was your weekend, Sam?
It was lovely.
Yeah? What did you have for dinner last night? Anything good?
Ooh, yes. I had rice balls, but instead of traditional, they were spicy vodka sauce rice balls.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
Oh, sounds good.
I had some arancini as well yesterday.
What did you eat?
I munched on two rice balls.
Two rice balls.
Arancini is rice balls.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I'm an Italian who just learned something.
There
I
you
have
go.
Two of them.
Oh my God. Balls come in twos. Who knew? So many jokes. Let's move on into horoscopes. Who are you doing it with?
Mr. Scary Jones. It's been a while.
All right, Scary, get in there.
Sure. If it's your birthday today, happy birthday to you. You share it with a celebrity or two, like Bruce Springsteen. Capricorn, create a safe
Wait,
space.
You said or two.
Or two. I don't know who the other one is,
Ray
but
Charles?
Bruce Springsteen is definitely one of them.
Okay.
I have no idea. So Capricorn, create a safe space for yourself to clear your mind. It's worth redecorating. Your day's a 7.
Aquarius, you need to practice living in the moment. Stop planning so many steps ahead all the time. Your day's an 8.
Pisces, it may be hard to accept that your dreams have changed, but it means you're evolving. Your day is an 8.
Aries, focus on what makes you happy and pursue your own passions. You've been living in someone else's life. Your day's a 9.
Taurus, boundaries are only helpful to have when you enforce them. Stop letting people cross yours. Your day is a 10.
Gemini, express your truth, even if it disappoints others. Just careful not to be too harsh about it. Your day's a 5.
Cancer, today, ditch the drama, clear the air, and you might discover unexpected allies. Your day is a 6.
Leo, your instincts are usually right, so back your decisions with confidence, even if you don't have proof. Your day's an 8.
Virgo, you are meant to be a leader. Just be patient while that success comes your way. Your day's a 6.
Libra, your higher self is knocking. Say yes to opportunities that feel out of the ordinary. Your day's a 7.
Scorpio, each challenge you face is a stepping stone. Remember, there is strength in struggle. Your day is a 9.
And finally, Sagittarius, revisit your roots. Reflecting on your journey can illuminate your next steps. Your day is a 9, and those are your Monday morning horoscopes.
Right here on Redhead Appreciation Day. You know what? I don't understand why people give redheads such a hard time.
Me neither. Us natural redheads, man. You guys just don't get it.
Danielle, I mean, who was president when we last saw your natural hair color?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even remember. I think it's Preston's hair color, my kid. I'm not so sure, though. I think that's what I used to look like.
Well, but it looks great. I'm not saying it doesn't, you know, nope. It doesn't look great. Anyway, but, you know, redheads get the shaft a lot. I don't know why.
I know.
I think of redhead friends as rare birds of paradise in a way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Matthew, who cuts my hair, I love his red hair. It looks great. I don't know. I'm kind of attracted to redheads.
Hearing that this fall, the redhead, that's the color everybody wants. Everyone wants to be ginger when they go to get their hair colored at the salon.
Well, according to science, they have no soul, right?
Is that what they say?
Yeah. Science.
I believe science says gingers have no soul.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Well.
Right. There's that. And Nate says, according to science, that they are more resistant to pain.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not saying go slap a ginger today.
Yeah, please don't.
But anyway, I think they make up, 4% of the human population, if I'm not mistaken. So anyway, it's National Redhead Appreciation Day.
I appreciate Ed Sheeran today, even more than normal.
There you go. Mm-hmm. No matter which nation they live in, the beauty and uniqueness of red-haired people needs to be elevated today. And if you see a redhead person, say, hey, thank you. Thank you for making it more interesting.
Yeah.
Don't hurt them.
Please don't.
Oh, God. I was on the phone with Coaster Boy Josh last night. He was up on the roof of his new building he moved into in Brooklyn. And he fell. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh my
he said, I just fell. I mean, what do you mean you're on the roof of a building? How far did you fall? He said, oh, like 2 steps.
Okay.
So he fell down and boo-booed his leg. And you know Josh. He took photos of his bleeding leg and sent it to us.
Of course.
Then he sent photos of a Kleenex, a bloody Kleenex in the toilet.
Okay, really?
Why does he do that? He sent them to you too, Gandhi, right?
Yes, I got bloody photos yesterday. I was like, no thanks, buddy.
Disgusting.
Lovely, lovely.
Be careful out there. Anyway, so here's to those who bleed and those who have red hair. It's quite a day. So we don't have a free money phone tap. Should we do a free crap phone tap today?
Sure.
Okay, who's in charge?
I'll get some crap. Don't worry.
All right. So we have a free money phone tap on the way. If you're listening to us on Y100 in Miami, we're working on it. Just hang out. Give us some space. We'll be good. So moving forward, Danielle, what do you have coming up?
Pitbull is getting a Las Vegas residency. And what is the best music for your mental health?
Need 15 more minutes of Elvis Duran in the morning show?
More.
The 15-Minute Morning Show podcast. An extra 15 minutes of Elvis.
That is so extra.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts. Elvis Duran in the morning show.
Temperature, cause to me she's 0 degrees. She cold, overfreeze. I got that girl from overseas. Now she's my Miss America. Now can I be her soldier, please? I'm fighting for this girl on the battlefield of love. Don't it look like baby Cupid sending arrows from above? Don't you ever leave the side of me. Indefinitely, not probably, and honestly, I'm down like the economy. Baby, don't worry. You are my only.
Something new about cars this weekend, and I know a lot of people already know this. Don't make me feel more stupid than I already am. Okay, so I have an old car that I'm selling, and it hasn't been started in over a year and a half. It needed a new battery, right? Because the battery was just dead. So we jump it off, we take it all the way out there, and this great guy fixes it, puts a new battery in. He does, you know, oil checks and whatever. So I need to get it inspected. The inspection sticker is out. So I was told you have to drive it for at least 100 miles for all the computers to wake up. Did you guys know this?
No.
Scotty B knows. Oh, Froggy, I thought you, manly you, would know these things.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I've experienced that a few times.
Really? Yeah. Like, if you put a new battery in, you got to drive it for at least 100 to 200 miles.
Well, you know, I know because we have a lot of old trucks here at the radio station, and they sit for months, and the battery dies. So right. Once you get it running again, you have to drive it a bunch before the computer's reset for inspection.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, so my friend Dave out at American Tire in Chester, I said, come on, what do you think? He said, Elvis, I'm sorry. The computer tells them it's you got to drive it more. So I drove around aimlessly for 2 days in a row.
Oh.
I was calling friends and offering to run errands for them.
Oh.
And for instance, a friend of mine needed some shrimp. So I said, okay, I'm going to go buy you some shrimp. I said, where do I get them? She said, we like them at the shop right, you know, down the street. I said, no, I'll go to a different place. I drove to the furthest shrimp store I could find. Get that mileage going, man. Get it going. I was driving around. Just, you know, it was good. It was beautiful weather. So I took it back on Saturday morning. He said, nope, got to drive it some more. Mm. I've already put 200 miles on it. I drove for 200 miles in 2 days.
Oh, my
That's
goodness.
Wild.
Wow.
Good for you.
So, I mean, I never knew this. I learned it the hard way.
Well, did it work?
No, I'm going to take it in today. I'm just fingers crossed that Dave's going to hook it up. He said, oh, finally. Okay, we can inspect this baby.
Nice.
Didn't know this. Onboard computers. Who knew? Hmm. And then yesterday, Alex says, are you going to unpack that bag in the corner? And I went, what is it? He said, that's the bag that you had in Bali.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
That trip was back in June.
Wow. You're not missing any of that stuff?
No, of course
well,
you're
so,
not.
Okay, so Gandhi.
Yes.
No, I mean, it was just, you know, stuff. I don't know.
Okay.
So I unpacked the bag yesterday. You know, moths were flying out, bats were flying out. You know, it was kind of crazy. I put the shorts on, and they're kind of falling off. I've lost weight.
Nice.
Hey, that's awesome.
It's kind of cool. And this, I don't know, I don't like to step on scales. I'd rather just, you know, have my shorts fall off.
That's the best way. Oh, my shorts my shorts are loose. This is fantastic.
Look at that. My shorts are on the ground back on aisle 3 at the supermarket shopping for shrimp. So what'd you do this weekend? That's what I did this weekend. I drove around aimlessly and unpacked a bag that was 6 months old.
Nice.
What about you, Gandhi? What'd you do this weekend?
On Friday night, I went to see Joe Coy, and I went to dinner with some friends, and he was awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, he was really funny, and I think a lot of what he did was just kind of off the top of his head, because it was about the people in the audience and Newark.
Right.
Because it was at the Prudential Center. So
that
yeah.
he can
was,
do that.
Yeah.
Was he making fun of New Jersey?
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's not good.
For sure. I mean, it was all spot on.
So you got to go backstage and hang out with him?
Yeah.
How was he? Was he great?
He was great. I mean, he's so nice to all of his fans and the people who come to see him. So he treats everybody like they're his best friend.
Aww.
And, that, you know, he's so thankful that they're there. He was great. I know I was supposed to secure some merch for all of us. They did not give me the merch, but they said they're going to send it. And they said to tell you all, they promised they're going to send it. I said, okay, you don't
that's
have
nice.
To, but that's very nice of you. Yeah,
that's
it was
very
great.
Sweet of them. And thanks for going in and getting us some merch promised.
Yeah.
But anyway, Joe Coy, you know, whenever you can see his next special, whenever that's going to be on Netflix, or his old ones, and whenever you can see him, support him. He's a great guy.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
How was your weekend, Danielle?
It was awesome. So, Saturday we went to the Red Bulls game. They were honoring our friend Dax McCarty, who used to play for the Red Bulls. He now plays for Atlanta United, but he's hanging up his boots. You know, he's retiring. He's going to be doing other things in the sport. So it was really nice to be there and be there for his special day. And then yesterday we went to see Never Let Go. That's the Halle Berry movie.
How was it?
So I had nightmares and didn't sleep very well because I thought I was in the movie.
Oh, no.
Oh boy.
It's good. It's very like heart pounding and like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen next? But I had to Google at the end as to how it ended and why it ended that way.
Oh.
And I think it's up for interpretation. That's what I came down with.
Okay.
You know, too.
That's a nice way of saying that.
Yeah. It really it is. It's like, okay, because I was like, what does it mean that or does it mean that? But we enjoyed the movie. We enjoyed the whole... I was talking to the screen the whole time. That's how you know I enjoyed the movie. When I'm
God.
Don't go
wait.
There. What are you doing?
No. You said in a theater you're saying that?
Yeah. Oh, believe me. The theater was not packed. It was fine.
Okay.
For me to do
that. Oh, wow. You're giving quite the glowing endorsement of this film.
It was the fourth movie over the weekend. It came in at number 4. So, you know.
There you go.
There you go.
I can't wait till that movie comes out. Megalopolis or whatever. What's it called?
Yes. Megalopolis. I saw the teaser for that. The you know whatever, and it was it didn't interest me.
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah,
I can't wait. Anyway, so good weekend, straight Nate. What'd you do?
It was. I went and saw my family. Saw my mom, saw my dad. My brother came into town, and we were all hanging out. So we really only see each other, and the family really only gets together like maybe once or twice a year. Mm-hmm. So my mom at some point, she goes, okay, get over here. We're like, what the hell are you doing, Mom? She goes, you're only here once or twice a year. I need my picture. And I'm like,
I love your mom. You know what? And your mom loves you. Your mom loves you so much, puppy toes.
I know. It was great. Everybody was together. But driving home, oh, my God. So if you get into an accident on the highway, pull over to the side.
Yeah.
Don't stand there and take pictures and wait for... Pull over to the side. That's all I'm going to say. I was stuck behind an accident for about 45 minutes yesterday, and it was a fender bender. I mean, there was like a little dent. And I was part of the problem. I slowed down, and I'm looking for a dent. I could barely see one.
See, you're part of the problem.
Yeah.
Rubbernecking, as they call it.
Yep.
Scary, good weekend. I know you went to the Feast of San Gennaro down in Little Italy.
Yeah, yesterday was awesome. It was the last day of Manhattan's Little Italy's Feast of San Gennaro, and had some rice balls, walked around, saw my guys from Stretch the Mutz, which is the mozzarella thing. It's so that was cool, hanging out there. And then Friday night, my friend British Warren was in town from London. So
By the way, all of Scary's friends have names.
Yeah. So British Warren was there. So we took him out. We hung out with some old school bars in Hoboken, saw some old friends. It was good. It was a great weekend overall.
When's the last time you saw your friend Outhouse Allen?
Yeah. We love Outhouse Allen.
We didn't get to see him this
year. I know. Froggy, how was your weekend? What'd you do? Anything good?
It was good. Yeah, hung out with friends, watched a lot of football, got stuff done around the house. And yesterday, I decided yesterday I was going to take my dog on a long walk because he loves to go on walks. It's like his favorite thing in the whole world to do.
They love it.
And we were walking, and we were a long way from home. And then all of a sudden, he didn't want to walk anymore.
You had to carry him?
I had to carry him for a while because I realized that he had been like running and chasing things and chasing lizards and all this other stuff. He rubbed some of the paw pads, some of the bottoms off of his paw pads. They were raw. So I had to carry him home.
He's heavy, too.
I had to carry him home.
Yeah. Like, once they stop, they're done. They run out of gas. Yes. You can leave them there for 3 days.
Exactly. Right.
I'm glad you guys had a great weekend. What about Diamond? I didn't check in with Diamond yet. Diamond! Diamond.
Oh, wait, hi.
What's she doing? Did she have a good weekend?
She did. So I went to dinner with my aunt on Saturday.
I saw that. She looks like a lot of fun, by the way.
God, please. Please. She's out of control. The woman is insane, and I love every second of it. And then we had to go to church on Sunday with my grandfather, and it was interesting. Loved it. Amazing.
Interesting. Loved it. Amazing.
Yeah. Okay. I haven't been to that church, like his church, ever, honestly, except for like weddings and funerals. So I've never sat through a service. And it was,
Well, how important was it for your grandfather for you to be there?
Oh, he loved it. See, that's what made it worth it. Yeah, he loved it. That's really happy.
All right. Well, I'm glad she had a great weekend. Tell her we said hi.
Okay.
Danielle, your report, I bumped it. It's coming up next. Okay, hang on.
Elvis Duran.
He just keeps opening his mouth.
And the morning show.
With Wendy's breakfast burrito is everything you want for breakfast. Fresh cracked eggs, seasoned potatoes, American cheese, cheese sauce, bacon, or sausage, all rolled up into one warm tortilla. Want the boss of breakfast burritos? Gotta be Wendy's at participating U.S. Wendy's.
A club isn't the best place to find the lovers, so the bar is where I go. My friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow. And we come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop, and the man on the jukebox, and then we start to dance. And now I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on.
I'm in love with your body. Wow, wow, wow.
fill up the plate. We talk for hours and hours about the sweet and the sour and how your family's doing okay. And even getting a taxi, kissing the backseat, tell the driver make the radio play. And I'm singing like, girl, you know I want your love. Your love was handmade for somebody like me. Come on now, follow my lead. I may be crazy, don't mind me. Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come, come on now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body. Last night you were in my room, and now my bedsheets smell like you. Every day discovering something brand new. Well, I'm in love with your body.
language. You're from the 70s, but I'm a 90s chick. I love it.
Number one on Netflix this week, that Monsters, part of the Monsters series, the Menendez brothers. I cannot watch it.
Oh, why?
It gives me anxiety.
I know. Well,
I mean, because I know what they did to their mom and dad. We know the story.
Did you see what they said, though? They're not happy with it.
They're saying it's a bunch of lies?
So, yeah. So, Eric came forward. Which one came forward?
Lyle, whatever.
Lyle's the more talking one.
One of them came forward and said that Ryan Murphy did not do them justice, that it was very dishonest, that it's misrepresenting of male trauma and sexual abuse. I think they wanted Ryan to go more into what the father did to them that led to what happened instead of just making them look like they were monsters.
Wait a minute. Did you watch it?
I didn't watch all of it yet.
I haven't finished it. They really go deep into what the father allegedly did to them. I mean, it was to the point where I was like, I'm not sure if I can finish watching this because it's really heavy. And they were very detailed and graphic about what was going on. Yeah. I mean.
Well, okay. I couldn't watch it. But you finished it and you liked it, right, Gandhi?
I didn't like it. I honestly didn't like it. Right. I thought it was very drawn out, and it leaves you with, I think, the taste everybody has as far as that case goes. What do you believe?
Right.
Do you think they were just spoiled kids, or do you think they were reacting to this, you know, trauma in their life? I don't know.
Do you think maybe it's the opposite? Maybe he didn't want Ryan Murphy to portray, no, there's no way. Because the only way they look good in this is if Ryan Murphy makes them look like they did it because they had no other choice. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I know what you're saying. Yeah. But bottom line, I had to turn it off. It was every time I've turned it on, my anxiety levels just shoot through the moon, to the moon. And then I tried to watch, you know, more Emily in Paris. That makes me anxious, too.
Oh, hi.
I just,
so good.
Because, I don't know. It's too much. So I'm like, what can we watch that doesn't disturb our anxiety levels? Antique Roadshow really is the only thing. I mean, that's kind of slow.
Diamond said Secret Lives of Mormon Wives on Hulu is the way to go. She's loving it. I think that might give you anxiety as well. I don't know.
Anyway, so we watch TV. Yeah. We watched the Cowboy game. That gave me anxiety. Good. What a sloppy game.
Yeah.
Oh, if you want more anxiety, what's next? The Future with Bill Gates. That was anxiety inducing.
Okay, so we watched a little of that about AI.
Yeah.
It was fascinating, and you do have to kind of keep up with these nerds. But I tell you, AI is we're screwed. We're screwed. We'll just leave it at that.
Oh, gosh,
right?
Great.
Did you see the whole thing, Gandhi?
I did. I watched the whole thing.
I couldn't. Had to turn it off. Anxiety.
Okay. I finished The Perfect Couple, and now I'm so obsessed with the